it is. Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs today in the studio, folks. Another treat for you, Justin. I always got to look at your name, Rothling Chauffeur.
Love it. You nailed it again.
Rothling Chauffeur.
There you go.
Dude, that must be a hard name to freaking go through life with.
I always said I was like the smartest kid in kindergarten because I knew the alphabet, and then it just went downhill from there.
You guys don't remember, he's been on before, at Instagram is at Justin Roth, R-O-E-T-H, even though it's Roth.
That is true.
I did this last time too, didn't I?
Yes, it's like that. It's that German twang, you know?
Dude, you got a new book out, okay? The Power of Ownership. I want to talk a little bit about that. What's the latest and greatest? And by the way, guys, if you guys don't follow this dude, you can go find his website, JustinRothlingChauffeur.com. That's spelled R-O-E-T-H-L-I-N-G-S-H-O-E-F-E-R.
It's a long one. Or you can just go to ownitcoaching.com. That's an easier one too.
Ownitcoaching.com. Yeah, this dude, he's the co-founder of Ownit Coaching, a multiple seven-figure coaching company that applies this health and performance philosophy to clients ranging from NHL stars to Fortune 500 execs to entrepreneurs looking to level up. You're also the creator of the Own It app. What's that?
So the big thing is, like, we want to empower people to take ownership of their health. And how do you ultimately do that is by understanding your data, understanding your body in an intimate way. Because for so long, we've relied on our health system. And a lot of people dog on the health system a lot, I say. But quite frankly, the health system does exactly what it was designed to do. Fix things that are broken. You got a foot facing the wrong direction. Don't put me in a cryo chamber. You got an appendix that's about to burst. Don't put an ointment on it. Like, get me to my medical system and make money. And so it does those two things really well. But we as humans have wanted it to be proactive in the health space, preventative of illness. But in fact, that's not the medical system's job. It's our job. And the only way we're able to do that is by really figuring out our own information.
Yeah, well, the medical system is designed, I believe, to keep us sick. I think.
That would go to play number two, yeah. Right? Is yeah. make to make money. Money.
Yeah. Make well, money. Again, I'm not against doctors, but, you know, they never agree. One tells you one thing, the other one tells you another thing. Like, nobody really knows anything. But if I broke my arm, I'd go to a doctor.
For sure.
But I'm not going to go to a doctor to talk about nutrition, for example, because a lot of those doctors, they don't even in their studies, let's just say, they don't even study nutrition.
They might spend 15 hours on nutrition in their entire 8 years of schooling. Yeah. And the thing about this is, when you dive deep into it, we're getting sicker as a nation for a reason. And when you look at it, the leading cause of death in the United States at 71% is chronic illness. And chronic illness, if you look at the breakdown, 94% of those are preventable through lifestyle, habit, and behavior change. But we're never educated on these things. We're never led to understand this vessel that we're living in so that we can take ownership of a lot of this stuff so that we can, again, be empowered in that way. And that's what our mission is. That's what our mission at Own It is really to redeem the health of the world and to take that 71% number down to below 50 by 2030. And the only way we do that is by empowering, educating, and equipping people to take ownership of their health in a personalized way. And we'll come back to that word in a second.
Where did you learn all this? Just through trial and error?
No. My journey, I came down to the States on a hockey scholarship when I was 18 years old. And at 11, I heard from the Lord that I was going to redeem the health of the world. And that was really my mission. Got my undergraduate degree in exercise science and nutrition. Got my master's degree in exercise physiology. Went did my postgraduate doctoral research in heart rate variability and sleep, and then was able to cut my teeth as a health and performance director in the NHL and NCAA, while really going through that, figuring out that the way that we were treating these players, these athletes, these best in class across the board human beings, was not in a personalized way. Everybody was training the same, eating the same, supplementing the same, recovering the same. But then we were wondering why they all got sick around the same time. They all had similar injuries. They all had energy fluctuations that all kind of mimicked one another. It's because we were all doing the same thing. There was just a blanket approach, a generalized approach. And we can't have unique solutions or unique outcomes if we have generalized solutions.
What made you want to start helping the executives and entrepreneurs of the world?
So great question. So during my 11-year career as a health and performance director, towards the end, 2019, 2020, I started to just get massive brain fog, massive headaches, gut issues that just had never popped up before. And this is while I'm in a world championship, triathlons, marathons, CrossFit games, like, again, performing at a high level. But I was having these symptoms that I had never come across before. I went to all the doctors. They said I was the picture of what they would want health to feel like. Went to the functional medicine specialist. They'd give me their magic protocols or all their supplements. Wouldn't feel better. And so I ended up going to get a colonoscopy and an endoscopy and found four polyps the size of my thumb, all precancerous, and an ulcer in my stomach the size of a quarter, also precancerous.
And what caused you to do that? Heartburn? What were you having?
At that point, it was literally just fatigue, headaches. Anytime I would eat something, I would just feel bloated. I feel like I wouldn't be, I feel like it would just be like this pit in my stomach. And I was having sleep issues for the first time. And so these symptoms that a lot of people would consider normal was ultimately something that propelled me to keep digging deeper. I did a lot of testing on myself, did cellular testing to understand certain deficiencies, even though they didn't come up in typical blood work. Went and got this work done, found 14 deficiencies, and then went and did, looked at my HRV, and it was dropping at a exponential rate. And so I was like, there's something wrong. So even though nothing was broken, I knew something wasn't right. Because the medical system, if something was broken, hey, we can fix it. But because nothing was broken, they didn't know what direction to point me in. And so it wasn't until I came out of that procedure that the doc looked at me and goes, man, I'm sorry we missed this. Like, if you hadn't been proactive and pushed the way you did, you wouldn't have seen your 35th birthday. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I knew that, hey, what we were doing for athletes in terms of over those 10 years, making very personalized and proactive and customized solutions based off of data was not just an athlete issue, but it was a human issue. And that's what led me to kind of step out and make this now applicable to the world so that we can help each and every person become ultimately educated, but ultimately take ownership of their health.
Optimize. So when you say personalized, explain.
A lot of times, even when you hear people talk about the supplementation that they're on, or the protocols they're on, or the diets they're on, nothing's customized to them. Nothing's customized to you. It's a very generalized approach. It's what somebody found worked well for them, and thus tailored to be where we need to go. I say people fall into four buckets. Either one, they're guessing. They have no idea what they're doing. They're just randomly grabbing at things. Number two, they're copying. You're going to copy somebody, maybe your coworker, maybe an influencer, maybe somebody that got results. And so I'm going to do the same thing as them. You're complying to what the influencer said, to what the medical expert said, but really has no understanding about what you need. And then there's customizing. And customizing allows data to drive your decisions, data to drive your direction, because data doesn't care about emotions, doesn't care about feelings, doesn't care about opinions. It helps us understand what your body needs so that we can then create N of one solutions to actually create Brad's plan. Because Brad's plan is very different than Justin's plan. Brad is deficient in certain things. Brad has certain priorities, certain stressors that Justin doesn't have. But yet Justin also has things that Brad doesn't have. And so how could I do the same thing that Brad does and expect that we would both benefit?
So do I go to your website and how do I take tests? How do you know my data?
Yeah. So ownittesting.com. That's where we can really start. And the reason we start at cellular testing, what it does is it allows us to see inside the cell what vitamins, minerals, and nutrients you're actually deficient in. So the moment we know what the foundational building blocks that you are deficient in, we can start to actually reverse a lot of these symptoms that you're experiencing.
Just by putting that in the right order.
Just by getting it back in the right order.
What's the test though?
It's a blood test. But there's two different, here's the biggest thing that I think a lot of people get misconstrued, right? You do your serum testing. So this is what you get from 99% of tests is blood serum. What that looks at is what is just freely flowing through the blood. It's not looking at what gets into the cell. So you can have high levels of vitamin D, high levels of vitamin A, high levels of iron, high levels of vitamin C in your serum, but you don't have the enzymes or the cofactors to make them available and pull them into the cell. Thousands of times we've seen it. Again, high levels of vitamin C, high levels of vitamin D, but people have headaches. People have brain fog. People aren't sleeping well. People have immune function issues. They're getting sick multiple times a year. And they don't, and you then do a cellular test and they've got all these deficiencies. 80 different vitamins, minerals, and amino acids we're looking at, and they've got 15. No wonder there's that issue. And the crazy part about it too, Brad, is that people will be on a great multivitamin. They'll be on vitamin D, but still at the cellular level, they're deficient because they don't have everything else in their system to actually pull it into the cell and make it available.
How much is that test?
$599.
$600.
Yeah.
And it's how fast does it take?
About a week and a half.
So in 7 days, let's say, 10 days.
Yeah.
You'll know for a fact what your cells are deficient in.
Exactly.
And then you supplement those.
And then it's not even just saying, oh, here's eight supplements in a shoebox you're going to take. Our team actually custom formulates a unique blend for you to be able to then reverse those deficiencies so that we can then retest 3 to 6 months later and then continue to redo that process over and over and over again. So that is what I'm talking about, true custom supplementation, true customization about what your body needs. Off of that as well, it's not just, hey, let's throw a supplement at it. But now this is where we get into true personalized nutrition. Like people argue carnivore is great, vegetarian is great, Mediterranean is great, paleo is great. Well, actually, if your diet has a name to it, it's probably the wrong one for you. Like, let's build the Brad diet.
What about intermittent fasting?
Again, it's a protocol. It's a process that's good in theory. It works. But at what point does it become, I don't even know the word for it, disadvantageous. I don't think that's a word, but let's use it. Let's run with it. It's not as good for you as it might be for me, because maybe it adds more stress to your body at the certain time or the certain season that you're in, where for me, it's exactly what I need.
Would your cells show that?
It's a good question. Probably not.
So how would you know if the diet's good or bad for you?
In terms of, when you're talking about the diet of what you're putting in, or are you talking about intermittent fasting?
Well,
intermittent fasting, not so much, but the diet that you're on, 100%, it would show whether you're actually absorbing the nutrients, getting the nutrients you need from your diet, or whether you're not. And so that's why I love starting with cellular testing, because at this point we're able to truly get to the foundational building blocks of what our body's operating at. And if we're minus these things, let's get truly customized in our formulation of supplementation, and then let's get personalized in nutrition. That's what we talk about in an N of one solution. You're no longer guessing, you're no longer copying, you're no longer just complying to what people say. You're actually understanding what you need so you can create real change that's sustainable, and ultimately taking in everything else that your body's going through so that there is no longer a question. You are in taking ownership of that health and not reliant on somebody else or a person, place, or thing.
Yeah. Well, at my age, I'm taking health more seriously.
Yeah.
Why? Well, 'cause I'm an old dog now. Dude, people die. I mean, they die of all ages, but well, you start getting older, dude. Next thing you know, heart start going, shit starts going. And if you ask me, it's all going to boil down to improper nutrition or just like you're not doing whatever it is you should be doing to extend life.
100%. But Brad, since 2014 in this country, we have seen a steady decrease in the average lifespan of both men and women. So it's not a COVID thing. For 10 years.
COVID? Yeah. That shit's over, bro. You still talking about COVID?
But a lot of people will say that. When I say, hey, we're seeing a steady decrease in the average lifespan of both men and women, they'll go, oh, well, that's because of COVID. No, it's not because of COVID. It started in 2014. We peaked at 79.4. That was the average lifespan.
What do you think the difference is?
It's ultimately the lifestyles and behaviors that we've just continued to go through.
Don't you think it might be the food?
100%.
Because if you ask me, like, I don't understand who's in charge. And with all these conspiracies about, you know, they're trying to kill us. And dude, it's like hard not to see that. Only because you look at some of the ingredients that are allowed in our food.
It's diabolical.
And it's like literally poison. And it's okay to put that in there. Other countries are like, you can't do that here. So if you look at, you know, cornflakes here and cornflakes there, there's like, for example, 12 ingredients there, 16 extra here, and they're all monotriglycerides. Yeah, it's like, why are they allowing that? Who's allowing it? Why are they allowing it? And do you think that's a part of it?
It is 100% a part of it.
Because you can't escape that. Like, you think, okay, I want to eat healthy, so you go to the store and you buy organic this. Well, it turns out that shit's not organic. And not only that, it's organic, but there's still pesticides and coatings. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore.
And I think that's the hard part, is there's so many people, and I'll take this question because it's a loaded question in a couple different parts. So number one, you look at the soil and you look at the nutrients on our soil, you look at the quality of our food over the last 10 years, 20 years, it is significantly decreased. It has significantly gone down. So even though you're getting organic food, the nutrients aren't as dense in the soil, so you're still not getting the quality of food that you actually think you're getting. Then you go to the pesticides, the herbicides, everything that's being sprayed to avoid bugs because we're getting new species.
Is it to avoid bugs?
I mean, part of it is for sure so that it can actually grow, but there's also a major side effect to that that's getting into our system and getting through that our body has to process. And then you go to the other side of it where literally you go, I don't know what to believe anymore. Right, because guess what? The conversation that's being had isn't even the best conversation to have. We've got experts arguing about whether paleo or keto is better. We've got people arguing whether drinking celery juice or not drinking celery juice is good. Why are we not just talking about, hey, how do we get more personalized? How do we get more systemized? How do we help you, the person who should be taking ownership of your health, who should be becoming more empowered, who should be becoming more educated, so that you can have confidence and clarity in where you're going. But instead, no. We don't want to go that way because it takes more energy, it takes more time, it takes more effort, and ultimately, it costs more.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason why we're in this almost like fugazi of a conversation, this cloud of an argument. And we, even as health and wellness experts, as influencers, as thought leaders, have also gotten caught up in this. Yeah. And there's very few that are stepping out and saying, no, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I want to do this differently. I don't want to conform to what's normal. I don't want to accept that we're seeing a drop in this in average age faster and faster and faster, and just being okay with this. I don't want to accept that chronic illness is continually on the rise. I don't want to accept that the conversation we're having is the wrong decision or is the wrong conversation. I want to team together. I want to make sure that we can educate people, get the right information to people so they can see through all the BS, because it's not my opinion. It's not my emotion. It's not my creativity that I'm coming up with something new. It's, hey, Brad, what does your body say? And then let's figure out the direction we go.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. To me, it's just another, like, is keto or paleo better? Well, that's a great question. But to answer it, you would have to almost say, for who?
Exactly.
Because it might be better for you, but it's not better for them. And if it's not better for them, well, then is it better? Well, no. So you're speaking generally. The only way you can get down to the facts is by asking additional questions, which you're kind of suggesting people should do.
100%. You have to get down. You have to start asking additional questions. You have to ask the hard question.
It's like microbiome.
I mean, Yes, and I agree that the microbiome has a massive impact on our overall health. We could go into a bunch of different rabbit holes. We could go down the microbiome. We could go down oral health. We could go down genetic expression. Genetic expression, genetic predisposition, and NPHFR genes. We could go down all of this space. But at the end of the day, cellular health and understanding what's in our cells and what's available for our body gives us an insight as to, okay, help direct where we go. Because you could go get your MTHFR gene mutation done, but and see what your genetic expression
is. That's the BRCA thing.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be able to solve our problem. You could go and get a gut biome test done, but it's not necessarily going to give us the information we need, because we still don't know what's in our cell. We don't know what we're deficient in. And if we don't know what we're deficient in, we don't know what direction to go.
Well, it all boils down to the cell.
100%.
But I did the BRCA test. I call it the BRCA test, but it's that motherfucker gene.
Yeah.
I have it. And then
you and 70% of Americans.
Yeah. And then they gave me this 5-methylfolate or whatever.
Yeah.
I took it for a minute and I didn't really feel any different. Nothing changed. And sometimes it's like, if nothing changes, then was that it?
Exactly.
Cause you would think, you know, and I don't really have any problems either. I'm fairly lucky.
You look good.
Well, thank you. But I mean, I don't feel bad. Now, I also like appreciate feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
I hate not feeling good. So if I ever wake up kind of getting a little bit sick, maybe the flu or something, like, dude, I don't like it at all. I appreciate good, vibrant health all the time, but I don't get fogginess and I don't get sleepy and I don't get like that. Yeah. No matter what I eat, I could eat like shit. I feel good. I eat clean. I feel good. It's weird. But now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to be a little bit more cognizant of what am I doing? And this is resonating with me, because at the end of the day, I can tell you what I take. Like, I don't know how many milligrams, but vitamin C, vitamin D with K2, because without K2, it's not really getting it in there anyway. Berberine, a daily vitamin. And the people are like, well, you don't need that if you do. It's like, see, I don't even listen anymore. Like, whatever, dude. Like, another doctor tells you to do it. This doctor tells you don't do it.
How do you know?
Yeah. Then a guy like you comes in that's not even a doctor, and they're saying, ah, that's bullshit. And then someone's going to say, you're bullshit. Everybody's got their own opinion.
Totally.
So all this makes sense to me, because, look, at a cellular level, if it says you're deficient and I'm taking it, well, then what's the fix? How do I fix that? Because what more can you do than take it?
So it's a real great question, because what ends up happening is the raw material that maybe you're deficient in. Let's take vitamin D,
which is an important one.
Extremely important. Extremely important.
Yeah, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D.
We could go with the big two, magnesium and vitamin D.
And that's what I've been taking. Magnesium glycinate,
Glycinate. Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was glycinate, but okay.
That's okay.
Glycinate.
That'll work.
I take 6 of them, which I don't know if they're 100 milligram or what, but I take 6. Boy, when I take those, dude, boom, within 10 minutes, I'm asleep. So anybody having trouble sleep, take magnesium. I also heard from that chick on Instagram. She's like an older hippie looking lady that has the accent. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't know.
She always says, if you're eating wheat, let me explain. And like, you listen to her and you're like, oh, damn, that makes sense. Well, she said like heartburn is a lack of magnesium. And
maybe.
And I used to get heartburn all the time. And I started taking magnesium, and guess what? And having that heartburn. So it's like, there's some people that might know what they're talking about.
And here's the funny thing, Brad, for other people who have heartburn, they might take magnesium, it might not do anything. This is why it's so unique. That's why it's this N of one solution.
Siri's listening. Dude, you might get canceled. Did you hear her? What the hell's so going funny. On?
I love it.
Dude, Meta's right now going,
magnesium,
cancel them.
Magnesium,
shut it down.
Magnesium. We're gonna. You go open up Instagram in a second. I guarantee you're gonna have 9 ads for Instagram or 9 ads for magnesium.
Yeah. What supplements do you take?
I take one. I take the one that's built for me. That's it. And it changes every 3 months.
You have one that has everything you need in it.
One that is custom formulated, custom built for me, based upon what my cellular deficiencies are.
And what's it called? You get to name it.
It's called the Justin supplement.
Dude, I'm going to give you a business tip, dude, because I know eventually I go to this on at testing. And then you say, okay, you need these supplements. We can custom make it for you, right? Then I'm buying your supplements. which again, hey, got to get them from somebody. I ain't hating on you, but there's going to be these skeptics going, I know what he's doing. But at the end of the day, if I could name it, that'd be cool. Cause if it's custom, then there should be not many like it.
You can 100% put whatever name you want on it. That's so what I said. So for me, it says Justin Supplement.
So I could call it Bradamins.
You could.
Instead of vitamins.
You could. And that's how it would show up on the label.
Or B-Meister vitamins.
Dropping bombs.
Dude, I'm going to go do the test just because I want to see what the cellular tests say.
Totally. And then let's dive deeper on it. Because here's the cool thing. Going back to your question of how do you actually know what's getting in there? You can't just be deficient in vitamin D and all of a sudden take a vitamin D supplement and think that it's getting into your cell. It's going to take calcium. It's going to take K2. It's going to take a plethora of other enzymes and cofactors that make it available to your cell and get it into a usable form and pull it inside. And there's some of these things that just don't allow it there because we're deficient in them. And there's the body is so complex. And because N of one solutions have been hard to scale and expensive for so long, people are just like, I'm going to create the best generalized product and market it as God's gift to the world. And that's what we're going to hang our hat on.
Yeah.
And it's unacceptable. We've got more experts. We've got more knowledge. We've got more wisdom. We've got more courses. We've got more events. We've got more of everything available to us. But yet we continue to see the degradation of our health as a holistic society. How is that possible if we're actually doing it the right way?
Yeah. Well, clearly we're not.
We got to ask harder questions.
Well, I mean, what you're saying makes sense, dude. Everybody's different. We have different thumbprints, you know, fingerprints. We have different everything. We're individuals.
Right down to the cellular level.
Right down to the freaking DNA.
That's right.
And what does that stand for? Dinonucleic something or another.
You got it.
But anyway, at the end of the day, that's a fact. All scientists would agree. See?
We lost the screen.
No, it just went on. We're all different. DNA. So it does make sense that, hey, you're not the same as the next person. So just because vitamin C generally is a good supplement doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you.
Yeah.
So I'm sold on that. So then I get the supplementation. I got that. And now I'm taking them. And hopefully that rectifies the deficiencies.
Yep.
And then what? What's next?
So we'll do your retesting somewhere between 3 and 6 months.
And then if it comes back, hey, you're good, then that's it.
When it comes back, we were always going to be deficient in something. There's always going to be deficiencies because our body is ever changing, ever adjusting. Maybe you start, Brad, training for a marathon and you're going to start having different energy stores being activated. You're going to have different pulls on vitamins and minerals because you're required to do more things. Maybe you're in a season where...
Maybe I started drinking alcohol.
Exactly. Or you moved and there's a higher stress level in your life. There's going to be different pulls on these vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are going to require different things. Perfect example, my story. I ran the Miami Marathon in the fall. Never ran a marathon in my life. And all of a sudden, been a strength and power athlete my entire life. I've got my supplement that's kind of been built leading up. All of a sudden, I get my retesting done. I've got 11 deficiencies. I've never had these before. Well, I'm putting mileage in that I've never put in before. I'm asking my body to do things it's never done before. I'm having to repair in ways I haven't before. I get it reformulated. I start going through it. I'm recovering faster. I feel better. And ultimately, my body's getting back what it needs. And so that's just the beauty of this is it's this ever-evolving factor of N of one solution. While at the same time, Brad, this is where we start to actually start like personalizing the habit structures, the behaviors of what you're having in your day-to-day. So it's not just, hey, here's a supplement and this is the best way in which we're going to solve everything. You have to start to change and curtail how you're behaving, the habits, the behaviors, the things you do day-to-day, the way you're eating, the way you're exercising, the way you're sleeping, the way you manage stress. And the way we bring data back to that, we talked about it on the first podcast, which was heart rate variability. But if you have these two data points.
So I just quit looking at it.
And that's fine.
Everyone's going to say, dude, you just interrupted him. He was about to say something. So let's finish.
There's two things that we need to do that I truly believe can really change people's outcomes is understanding cellular deficiencies, understanding how we create personalized supplementation off of that, and then personalized nutrition choices. And then number two is heart rate variability. If you understand how your body is adapting to stress and strain and what your capacity is, you also ultimately begin to either validate how you're eating, validate how you're supplementing. Because if your deficiencies are going down and you're ultimately eating for your body, HRV is going to go up because there's going to be less stress. You're going to be more optimized. And if you start to actually behave differently, the way in which we structure our days, which you manage stress, we're going to see HRV increase as well. And we're not talking like going from an average of 40 to an average of 85 in a month. We're talking about going from an average of 40 to an average of 43. Like, it's small incremental changes over time, and consistency compounds. So you think about this concept of starting to run your body and run yourself off of data, where you're now empowered. You're no longer a victim to a person, place, or thing. You're no longer at the mercy of an expert or somebody who doesn't necessarily have your best interest in mind, but now you have ownership, you have confidence, you have conviction, because you now know what's actually going on internally. So even though the symptoms that you've been experiencing for the last year, month, 5 years that you've considered normal, that the world has told you is normal, that that's just what aging looks like, that's what just being an entrepreneur looks like, that's just what raising a family looks like, all of those lies that we've been told, we no longer have to accept that as normal. We can live life that's different, but it starts by making sure that data is driving our decisions.
Yeah. I forget, maybe two or three Aura rings, just because I was going to wear them permanently, but they don't really do much during the day. They don't track steps or anything. So I just put it on at night.
Yeah.
And the reason I stopped wearing it is because one night my HRV is 89. The next night my HRV is 61. The next night my HRV is freaking 31. The next night it's freaking 72. It's like, how do I know that that's even real?
So there's,
and why, how does it swing like that? I'm great one night and shitty the next. What happened? Nothing. And by the way, I thought, well, what's changed? Nothing changed.
Are you okay if I call you out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a beautiful cigar before we sat down here.
Lovely. I'm going to finish it when we're done.
when you start utilizing, when you have alcohol, when you have any type of cigar or foreign substance from a cigarette, something like
nicotine.
That. Nicotine. It is going to plummet heart rate variability.
I know, but when I did the 89, I was smoking the cigar that night too.
Are you positive?
Well, I don't know about positive.
Exactly.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure I smoke 3 to 4 a day if I can. And there's, you know, I haven't had a break in, you know, a year, but well, I guess I did have a break, and I've been thinking about stopping because I'm not addicted to them. I just like them.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I talked to a guy the other day. Now again, opinions. This guy said that he smoked cigars, had a little problem with his lungs, went in and got an x-ray from a doctor. Doctor said, man, your lungs are clean. Did all the stress tests. And he apparently says that smoking a cigar makes you live longer. Why? Well, because it releases your stress and it calms you down. And it does. It's like, you know, chill. I started drinking coffee, which I don't know if that's good, because I hear one person say it isn't. One person says it is.
And again, I'll put myself on record saying there is no way that smoking cigars is going to create longevity. But I will also put myself on record to
Stress will kill you.
Stress will kill you.
So what if a cigar lessens your stress?
Remember we talked about last time with like the breath work and being able to activate that and start to breathe in a different way. That's why a lot of times going and like having cigarettes and having cigars actually help people so much with stress, is because it gets you taking a deep breath for probably the first time in a day, because you're consciously breathing deeply. Exactly. You're going into a simple breath work sequence that's going to put you in a parasympathetic state and actually start to relax you.
You do breath work too.
I'm a big breath work guy.
Well, there was an event downstairs. This breath work lady came in and she puts everybody through this breath work where they like cry and their freaking hands do this.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
So my guess is what she...
And why would they want to?
So... breath work to me is, it is just, I'm going to get a little spiritual here, but like when we talk about, actually, you know what? I want to come back to that coffee. You just brought it back. I'm going to go coffee and then I'm going to come back to this. If coffee is good for you, this is where we come back to, it might be.
Well, I'm going to go get the test. So we'll know for a fact. I'm going to be your guinea pig.
I love that.
And then I'm going to have you back and we're going to report.
That's great.
And if I have to quit smoking cigars to test, I will. Why? Well, because dude, if I don't smoke a cigar, I know that smoking a cigar definitely raises your blood pressure.
Big time.
Yeah. Cause like I was all worried about blood pressure. You know, I was checking it. I got it down to where it's like, oh damn, it's good. Cause it was high for a while, but I wasn't working out. I was eating like shit. I was smoking cigars. Like anyway, so I started working out. I started eating right. And it drops, just exercise. But
one time I took, that was probably also the time that your HRV was low.
What's that?
That was probably also the time that your HRV was low.
When I was working out and doing all that?
No, before. Oh,
shitty, eating shitty? Yeah. Maybe. I don't think so though. But I took my blood pressure and it was good. I went out, smoked a cigar, came back. Someone was talking shit. I said, dude, my blood pressure's low. I did it just right after the cigar, dude. It was freaking through the roof again. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, because it changes the way that our body's able to absorb oxygen. And when our body has a hard time absorbing oxygen, it's not as efficient. So it's going to have to increase your blood pressure.
Well, that would make me stop.
In order to get the same amount of blood and oxygen to the brain in order to function. So yeah. Think about that for a second.
Well, again, I mean, listen, I just ordered $6,000 worth. Which nowadays ain't many, but I might just puff those and be done if this can prove to me, because again, dude, like I said, they're not that good that I want to like die.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they sure are good. And I'm going to go finish it right after this. I ain't going to die right after this. I hope.
No, definitely.
And by the
not.
Way, I mean, you could, there's people that drop dead at 50. There's people that drop dead at 30, especially now with the old out in the world. Every time someone dies now, I go, did they get the, did you get the?
I had to get one to go back to Canada.
See?
Had to go back to Canada.
How'd your cells like that?
I mean, to be honest with you, when you looked at my testing after I had a larger deficiency.
You could be a cyborg by now.
I could be. I could have like a fourth arm growing out of my side. I've already got a third.
Or you could have some shit happen and you were not even aware of.
And here's the thing.
I know I'm a pure blood. That's worth something, ain't it? You a pure blood?
Here's the thing. There's so
no? much. No? Dang. See, dude, listen. My buddy, you know who he is. I won't put him on blast, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
He's having heart issues. Yeah. I said, you get the, he said, no. And I said, you sure? He said, no. But he was all, no. You sure? You know that meme? You sure about that?
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a lot of people out there that did, so I don't like to scare them. But, dude, there's some major stuff happening. You see athletes dropping over. You see all kinds of things happening right now. And no one's saying, hey, that's from the...
Big, and I mean, we can go down that path. And, like, there's so many things that... can start getting brought up about that. But at the end of the day, if you really start looking, 99% of people aren't operating in a way in which that could be nullified. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like their diet is off. We're eating things that aren't good. They have no idea what their body actually needs. They're not supplementing the right way. They're not running their body like they do your business. Like Brad, I'm sure you know your numbers inside and out. You know your finances numbers inside and out. You know your investment numbers inside and out. You run your decisions off of investments. You run your decisions off your business. You run these things off of data. Why? Because you're not going to make an emotional decision. You're not going to make something based off of somebody's opinion. Well, sure.
In reality, no, I'm a dumbass there too. Yeah, I have an investment right now in the Northwest. Like I didn't even look. And then finally, after I decided I'm not liking what I'm hearing, I'm like, send me the financials. Then now I can't get any financials. Like, well, that's weird. Yeah. I should have asked and I should have been on it. But exactly. No, go by our gut sometimes.
But now think about this. Okay, so for you, you might have just lost a little bit of money. You make more. But now you've just done that with your health. Man, what are you going to do when your health is gone? What are you going to do when you're in this? Exactly. You're up a ladder. You're up a creek.
And guess what? That's when you realize, dude, I've been a dumbass. And I tell people all the time, number one, money's not as important as you think, although it is important. Health is most important. Then it's relationships. Then it's money. Why? Well, number one, money comes from relationships. So if you dick around with those, you're going to lose it anyway. So if you put money over relationships, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose both. If you put your money over your health, dude, you get in a situation, you'll give all your money up. I bet you Steve Jobs would have said, I'll go to zero if I can fix this.
Totally.
So health, relationships, then maybe money. So I'm going to go get the testing at ownittesting.com.
You got it.
And then I'm going to get the supplements because just you'd be an idiot not to. you know, fill the gaps. And then the breath work and how do I go to another level? I want to do the HRV. I want to get myself optimized.
Yeah. So when you start looking at heart rate variability, there's really two great, or I would say three.
You know what Whoop is?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll wear a Whoop and I can connect with you so you can see.
Exactly.
I had a Whoop on for a long time too. And then I thought, whoopsie whoop.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll wear a Whoop and then that way, you know, I'm not full of shit.
I'll know exactly where we see the rises and where we see the falls. And the cool part about this, and this is why I love data, right? Because right now we're even looking back on the time that you're like, hey, my HRV was doing this. My HRV was doing that. I didn't know what was going on. When we actually know your data in real time, and now it's connected to me and I can have a conversation with you in real time, I can bring awareness back to what you did. And you'll be like, oh, dang, you know what? I did do this last night. Right. Or I did go in this direction.
Let's test Mr. Rothling Chauffeur.
Let's go in this
Rothling
direction, baby.
Chauffeur.
There it is.
All right. Well, you offered last time, but you know, I'm like, whatever.
Sometimes you just got to be patient and wait.
I know it's funny too, because I kick myself sometimes because, like, you know, people pay you big money to help them do it. And, like, you know, You offered to do it just for me. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. There'd be people like, dude, what are you, stupid? But I'll do it this time. Own It Testing, I'm going to go do. Now, why would I buy the book? What's in the book? Power of Ownership.
Yeah, so The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. The biggest thing that we focus on there is helping you understand. We take you on a journey of how do you take ownership? So what is this data thing we're talking about? How do you actually maneuver through this? So we actually teach you, okay, this is what HRV looks like. We put the dichotomy of what normal in this world looks like and what a world and a life lived differently looks like, what the outcomes could be that are different, and then give you a blueprint along with a toolbox so that you can customize and build your own personalized journey through this. So this isn't me going, hey, here's the best way to live. Here's the way in which you do it differently. No, you read this book, Brad, and your solution is going to be different than when I read it and my solution comes together, or when Brian reads it and his solution comes together. It's all going to be unique. And so that's what I'm so excited about, is for people to read this, be empowered and equipped with the information to create their own customized plan that they can take ownership with based on the time of season of life they're in, based on the priorities that they have, and based upon what they actually feel comfortable stepping into.
Is it out now or is it coming out?
So
it's already out.
April 23rd. It drops. So I don't know when this podcast is going to drop, but April 23rd.
Quick.
Cool.
Can they pre-order?
Yeah. So pre-orders available. ThePowerOfOwnershipBook.com is where they can go order it. And if they get on the pre-order list, they'll have access to 3 live events with me. They'll have access to the whole bunch of content that's in the vault that we'll release once the book's out. But I'm just really excited to get this resource into people's hands. I just know it is going to be a big caveat to ultimately helping us redeem the health of the world, because it's a conversation that we need to have, and it's a conversation that's different than anything else that we're having.
It also could be driven by Yahshua.
It could be. It could be.
Well, you said when you were a kid, he told you that.
At 11 years old, I just heard loud and clear. I've got a viciously praying mother. She's been praying over me since before I was born. And at 11 years old, I just heard from the Lord, you're going to redeem the health of the world. And that's really just the mission that I've been on.
You better hurry up, brother.
Trying to be obedient. And so it's, if you do it on my own time, if I did it on my own will, it would abort the plan that he's got coming. And so I just know that he's got great things in the works for me, and I'm just trying to be obedient and steward this mission and steward the gifts the best that I can.
Well, that's nice to hear and whatnot, but you know, I always use the same, I call it an excuse. People say, how come I'm not a billionaire? I say, dude, the Lord has a plan. You know, I'm not one to question it or rush it. I'm just living it. You know, he'll make me one when he's ready to make me one. But in reality, maybe it's because, like, I'm not pressing the gas hard enough. Maybe he's saying, I'm waiting for you to press the gas.
Or it might be because you're not yet prepared to handle what that comes with.
Well, hurry up, please. I'd like to be prepared to handle it. And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because just the other day, I said the exact same thing. And only because I used to, like, if you go look at all my stuff, I'm not too bad, but, you know, I'm tired of the Ferraris and I'm tired of the watches and I'm tired of the shit. I don't care anymore. Now, I still like nice things. I love my Ferrari. But I know if I would have been big time younger, I might not have done the same thing. Totally. So he, again, and now it's like, you know, I have enough money to go buy stupid shit, but I don't buy the stupid shit. Why? Because, dude, I'm kind of past the stupid shit. I'm even past the stupid shit I've got. I've got, like, let's say 30 watches. I only wear three. And one's like a trophy. So I'm like telling my wife, babe, I'm going to sell these. Like, why do I have these? What's the purpose of these? I don't even care anymore. Now, the ones I have, they're nice, is one of them. Love the that. Old Meteorite Daytona. If Love you that. Know, you know. So like this right here, because I always wear black, I'm keeping that puppy forever. I don't care what the cost is. It's just, that could have been a Timex. I'm cool. But dude, I'm done with all the showing off and the stupidity.
But look at the maturation there and what the Lord's done in you and being able to say, hey, as I continue to bless you, now you have the ability to go and steward this for something better, for something bigger. And even it's now touching your heart in a bigger way, because you're now leading in a mission-driven way, an impact-driven way, where it's no longer about the worldly things you can't take with you, but rather about the eternal things that last forever.
But that's what I'm saying. Exactly. So again, to me, maybe that's why he hasn't went bam a long time ago. Exactly. So I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm getting prepared for the bam now. And I hope it ain't the bam. Because every time I say, you know, use me as you will, you know, I don't want to be used in whatever I'll do.
I'm telling you, Brad, but you want God's will, it's his way, baby.
I know, but I don't want to be used in one of those negative ways. Positive but negative. You know, you see the guy that got in the crash and now he's like, you know, handicapped. I don't even know what's politically correct. Challenged, you know, hurt, but yet still loves the Lord and still's going out there and he's the example. And wow, how motivational is that? I don't want to be used that way, but I hope he doesn't want to use me that way. You know how I would hope he wants to use me?
How's that?
Give me billions of dollars and let me freely give it out. So everybody sees that generosity is the key. Like, I want to be his vessel of generosity.
Be a river, not a reservoir. Let it flow through you, baby.
Hey, I do a good job of that right now.
I love it.
It comes, it goes.
but here's the thing, even like going back to that, is like you're on this journey. Like I've followed you for a long time. I know the impact you have. I know the influence you have. I know that people that you've given platforms for and stages for, that they've gone and stewarded it really well and gone and done this. But it only happened because it came through you and you gave them the opportunity to do that. And now all of a sudden that you're realizing, hey, there's more to this thing for me. There's more in which I can do. There's more in which I can start pouring into people. Like, man, what a gifting that is, and what an opportunity that is. And if you can't be generous with a million, if you can't be generous with 100, there's no way you're going to be generous with a billion. And so it starts with the little, it starts with the small. And if you can steward that, the small very quickly becomes big, because a test or a calling that hasn't been tested is a calling that can't be trusted. And so you have to be willing to ultimately go through the difficult things. You have to be willing to come up and have the hard conversations. For me, when I go through this and I talk about it, I thought my calling was going to be go to the NHL. I wanted to be an NHL player. And then all of a sudden I get to the NHL and I'm helping these players with their health and kind of changing an industry when it comes to using data. That was, if I look back on it, man, that was all about me. That was all about my ego. That was all about my identity tied up in a top of the pyramid thing. And how could Justin get the acknowledgement? How could Justin be seen? Now, man, when we're focused on redeeming the health of the world, this has nothing to do with about Justin. This has nothing to do about Justin's process. This has nothing to do about Justin. This has everything to do about the people we're touching, about their unique solutions, so that we can help them have greater impact. And that's how you change the world. Mm.
So the power of ownership.
The power of ownership.
And you can get it at Power of Ownership, thepowerofownershipbook.com. You can pre-order it. Drops April. This, believe it or not, used to take forever to drop because I had a million of them in the can. So I started dropping three a week, and those, you know, quickly got out. So, I mean, they drop pretty quick now. So, folks, you guys will be able to go get the book second you hear this, and you should. You also should follow them at Justin Roth, R-O-E-T-H. Half of you people listening, or I would say all of you listening, should go to ownittesting.com and see what your cells say. Because at the end of the day, dude, that's data don't lie. The cells don't lie. So I'd go get the test to start. and then take it from there. And then, like you said, they can tap into you. Where do they tap into you? Like, what if somebody, I got a lot of high level people listening. Where do they like reach out to get like one-on-one executive type shit?
Yeah. So if they go to ownitcoaching.com, that's where they can really start to get, have a call with us, figure out where they would potentially fit in. But to be honest with you, you go to ownittesting.com. That's where everybody starts. That's where we really, because we can't, it's, again, it's just going to be our opinion. If we're just coming in and starting to talk to you and say, hey, this is what we think you should do. But all of our clients start with testing anyway. So you go to ownittesting.com. Right from there, you're going to have a full debrief with us and your team, helping us to understand where we're going to go with you. So then we can ultimately get you into some deeper engagements with us. And if that's not the fit for you, that's no problem. We can just keep you at testing and supplementation and continue to keep helping you in the best we can. But if it's a fit for you to dive deeper and really go, and you want to have an overhaul and really live that life that's optimized, I always say, if you sign up for it, it's not going to change my life, but I can guarantee you it'll change yours.
Good slogan. Folks, you heard it. Well, I appreciate you coming in. I'm going to have you back. I'm going to get the whoop on. I'm going to do this. I'll be the guinea pig for all those scaredy cats that won't pull the trigger on their own.
I love it.
And we'll have you back, and we'll reveal the data, because data doesn't lie.
Data doesn't lie.
Folks, don't say I don't bring you good people. As always, till next time, keep it real.